Parshas Vayakel. Okay. So first of all, we have to understand this parsha just seems like a repetition, right? In a, you know, this parsha, next week's parsha, of what we already just learned. So like, why is the Torah to go repeat it? So let's just learn the few new things that it's saying, and then we'll deal with the repetition. So it says, Vayakel Moshe et kol adat bnei Yisrael. And Moses gathered all the congregation, the people of Israel, Vayoma aleihem, and he told them, Eile hadvarim, these are the words Asher tziva Hashem la'asot otam. These are the words that Baruch Hu commanded you to do them. When did Moshe Rabbeinu gather all the nation together? Rashi says, Lemacharat Yom Kippurim. That means after Yom Kippur, day after Yom Kippur, Kishayarad minaha, we received the Torah the second time. V'uloshon hifil, she'ena osif anashim biyadayim. He didn't gather these people, right? He caused them to come. Vayakel, he caused them to come. Ela he'ne'esfim al pi diburo. They're coming together because of his words. He caused them to come through his telling them to come. Okay. So, after Yom Kippur, he now gathers the people. And now he's going to command them. Sheshit Yamim, right? This is like a major thing. Now we just received the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. This is the first thing he's telling to the Jewish people. Now, the whole point of Yom Kippur was what? The kapara of the Chet Ha'egel. We got it. First words of Moshe. What are they? Sheshit Yamim Taseh Melacha. 6 days work. Ubi Yom HaShvi'i Yerachem Kodesh Shabbat Shabbaton will be holy for you the Sabbath day. To Hashem, to God, kol ha'osem melacha yumat. Anyone who does melacha on that day will be killed. Now we just got the Torah. Now we just got a kapara. Now he tells you 6 days you work. The Sabbath day what?
You rest.
You rest. And if you do a melacha, death penalty. Right? Okay, let's see Rashi. Sheshit yamim. Hikdim lehem, because then it's going to speak about the building of the Mishkan, right? Mm-hmm. Then it says, Lo tevaru eish, let's maybe read it. Lo tevaru eish b'chol moshvoteichem b'yom ha'shavat. It says, don't have a fire on all the places where you live on the day of Sabbath. V'yom Moshe el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. He tells them, Le'mo, ze adavar she'tziva Hashem le'mo. This is the words Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us to do. Take a truma from for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call the libo yivi truma. Bring the truma for the building of the Mishkan v'chule. Zav v'kesev v'nechoshet v'chule v'chule v'chule, etc. Now the building of the Mishkan, and now he's going to go to all the semi details of the building of the Mishkan. It's a repetition of all these things that we were told in the previous parashas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now Rashi, Sheshit Yamim. Hikdim lehem azara Shabbos. He put first the warning of keeping Shabbos before the melechas of the Mishkan, before building the Mishkan. Loma, to tell you, she'ena dochet Shabbos, that building the Mishkan does not put off Shabbos. And that's where we learn all the melechas of Shabbos from the building of the Mishkan. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a hekish, the psukim that tells us about Shabbos, and yet the psukim tells us about building the Mishkan, so we know the melacha that's referring.
Isn't it always like whenever Shabbos is mentioned, the Mishkan is mentioned, or is that not true?
No, not always. It is true that it's mentioned in previous parts, mentioned at the end, but now we're starting off with Shabbos, and then we're going into the Mishkan. And from here, this is the place where we're learning the melachas of Shabbos, of the Hekish to the Mishkan. So it says, Shabbos, then building the Mishkan. Now, how do we get told about building the Mishkan? What do we build first? It says, V'kol chacham lev, right? Let him come, yavo v'yasu et kol asher tziva Hashem. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does he build? Et ha-mishkan, et o'alo, et michseu, et krasav, et krashav, et berichav, et amudav, et adonav. The building of the Mishkan. First it's the building of the Mishkan. After we're told to build the Mishkan, then what are we told? Then after that it says, v'et Aaron, I build the Aaron, habris, et badav, et hakaparot, et parokh de masach, right? Et shulchan. Now you're building everything in its order. The shulchan, et badav, v'et kol kelav, ve'et lechem apanim, and lechem panim. The menorah, you build the menorah, ha'ma'or, ve'et keleya, ve'et ha'nerotei, ve'et ha'shemen ha'ma'or, ve'et ha'mizbeach ha'ktoret, then you build the mizbeach ha'ktoret, ve'et badav v'chulei. So you build everything. And the mizbeach ha'olah you build. Everything is built in its order. First you build the tent, the mishkan, and then you build the kelim, and then bring the build the asrat to cover the kelim. So everything's done in order. And then what happens after that? And then it says, Lesharet Bekodesh, Ved Bigdei HaKodesh LaAaron HaKohen, Ved Bigdei Banav LaKohen. Now we're making the begodim for Aaron HaKohen. Yeah? Ve'yitzu kol adat bnei Yisrael milifnei Moshe. And all the children of Israel went out from in front of Moshe. Okay. Now, which is the normal order of building things? When you build a house, first you build a house, and then you put the vessels, and then, right? Then you, maybe the dress, we could say, and the covering, and the dressing, Kohen Gadol, that we could argue could be in a different order. But we're seeing here, the order is fundamentally different from the order we were told beforehand. When we were actually told about the building, it was the opposite order.
Truma, yeah.
Right? In Parshas Truma, we have the opposite. First, we have the building of the vessels. And then we have the building of the Mishkan.
Yep.
And then after that, we have the Big Day Kahuna, right?
Yep.
So the Gemara in Brachas deals with this problem. Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Nechamni. Omer Reb Yonatan. Betzalel al Shem Chochmato Nikra. Betzalel was called this name because of his Chochm, because of his wisdom. B'shash Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. When God spoke to Moshe, Lech Amolo, go and tell Betzalel, Asali Mishkan, make me first the Mishkan. Aaron v'keilim, the Aaron v'keilim. Halach Moshe, Moshe went. V'hafach, he swapped it around. Amalo, ase Aaron, first made the Aaron and the keilim, and then the Mishkan. Amalo Moshe, Rabbeinu, min hagenu shel olam, the normal way of the world. Adam bone bayis, a person builds a house. V'chakach machnis letochu keilim, and then he puts keilim. You said first do Aaron v'kelim, a mishkan, and then mishkan. Kelim shani osed, the kelim that I make, lahechen achnisam, where I put them. Shema kach amar lacha Kodesh Baruch Hu, perhaps Kodesh Baruch Hu said this to you. Asam mishkan, do first the mishkan, Aaron v'kelim. Amalam, Moshe Baruch says back to him, Shema betzel kel hayit. Perhaps you were in the tzel of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you were. V'yadat, and you knew what a Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling me. Okay, so this is a very cryptic Gemara. So now, why did Moshe Rabbeinu turn it around? He heard from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the obvious question is, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him to do. He does. Why did he swap it around? There must be an understanding, a havami, there must be an understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu that what a Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to do is one perspective, and we come to do it, there's another perspective. And then a Bezalel came back and told him, there must be some sort of havami that Moshe Rabbeinu had, that he understood the Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. He wasn't testing him, he was trying to see, what was this havami? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu swap it around? What is the Mishkan? The Mishkan was now the kapara of Klal Yisrael, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the kapara of Klal Yisrael. The Mishkan represents the mini world in which we connect to our Creator. How do we connect to our Creator? What does the Mishkan represent? What's the way we connect? What's the most important things in the Mishkan?
The vessels.
Yeah. So Moshe Rabbeinu's mention of the vessels was first he's mentioning those things which are going to cause our connections. The Mizbeach, the Aaron, first the Aaron, Torah, and then the Shulchan, the Menorah, Parnasa, Torah, Derech Eretz, Keteres, Maisa Keteres, the Mizbeach, the Kapara, the Keteres of the Mizbeach. Those are the things, the house isn't there. What do you have a house for? You don't have a house for having a house. You have a house for the living in it, for the connection you're going to live in it.
Right?
The Rambam says, Derech HaChachamim, the way of the wise is first they buy a house and then they get married. What's more important, the wife or the house? The house is just a place you get married in. The marriage isn't, the house isn't the marriage. The house is just a place you get married in. You need a place to be married. You need a place to bring your wife there. But the main thing is the wife. the marriage. The main thing is a connection. We just got reconnected with our Creator. Comes back Moshe Rabbeinu and tells us, now that you got reconnected, I'm telling you how you're going to reconnect. You're going to reconnect with these kelim. These kelim function in a certain way. You have to reconnect with the Aaron, the Torah. You have to reconnect. Parnos is a different concept. Parnos is not Baderech Teva. It's connected to Torah. It's Mul Torah. That's Ashirus. It comes. It's not Alpi Teva. Each of these kelim taught something. We're not now talking about the kelim.
Right.
The Mizbeach HaKetoros, the Mizbeach HaOla. All of these things, those are the living in the house. Those kelim are living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are the things we're connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then you build the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu came to explain how we should be perceiving our connection. The internal connection is what the Mishkan's there for. It's not the Mishkan. But in terms of building,
right,
in terms of the way we do it, that Bezalel told us. Right. Bezalel says, and that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave across. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't change the words of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He just came to explain to what we're connecting, to how we're living. With me?
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi didn't call his wife his wife. He used to call him his house. The living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's our home. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu came to sell Bezalel. When he's building, it's not that the order of the building has to be that, but what's the Ikka? The Ikka is the connection. The purpose of the Mizbeach, the purpose of the Mishkan, is to connect to our Creator. The connection with those vessels and what those vessels represent. The Mishkan is there to protect them, to put them in the right place, to put them in the right order, that we'd understand how we connect to them.
Why didn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu say to build the vessels first?
He said both.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it the way that's pertaining to its building. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying the way that pertains to what the purpose of it is. The purpose of the Mishkan is to connect through the vessels. The way it's built is first you build the external and then you build the internal. Mm-hmm. Right? The internal is built first when there's an external to put the internal in, right? If you come to yeshiva and you wanna learn, you
first
wanna
get
like
a black hat and get
no. Don't mean that. It means first, naaseh v'nishma. What's naaseh v'nishma? First, you're gonna keep things. The external, you put on tefillin, you get up for davening, you do these things. Of course, you have to understand what to do in the beginning. You have to know what it is to read a siddur. You have to know what it is to translate, to explain what you're reading. You have to know there's a concept of God and stuff like that. But that's still the naaseh. The nishma is developing that relationship. And that's the main thing. But you can't develop that relationship without the acceptance, the external acceptance of basic mitzvahs. Rabbi, explain to me what tefillin is. First put on tefillin, do it every day, and we'll explain to you. We'll understand, we'll give you an understanding of what tefillin is. We don't say, come to yeshiva, don't keep Shabbos until you know every single malacha in detail. No, you're keeping Shabbos, you're keeping everything, but now we'll explain to you little by little what these things mean. First there's a nas, and then there's a nishma. First there's the vessel, first there's the externality, the mishkan, and then there's the kain, the way we connect, the pnimius, the ikka. In this week's parsha also, we see that something else happened. Here, there's the mention of Shabbos. And here, there's the mention of the connecting of Shabbos to the Mishkan. What's this additional thing? So now, if we're understanding properly, the Mishkan, right? If Shabbos is first, then the purpose has to be Shabbos. The Mishkan must be bringing us to Shabbos. What does it mean the Mishkan's bringing us to Shabbos? What does Shabbos represent? Shabbos, the Gemara says, right?
Represents Olam
Haba. Yes. Not only does it represent Olam Haba, Lekulei Alma, everyone agrees that Torah was given on Shabbos. The world to come is the world, is the Mishkan represents, the Ramban explains, the same Gilui, the same revelation that was on Har Sinai, that was revealed in the Mishkan. So the Mishkan represents that Ha'ara, that Shechina, that divine presence of the Torah. That's what the Mishkan is. That's why it's not stam, that after we receive the Torah, we receive the Mishkan. We're building now the Mishkan, because we receive the Pnim. We've received the Ha'ar of the Torah on Yom Kippur. We got back the Torah, which we lost. How can the golden calf, we lost the Torah, we lost the tablet, we lost the tablets. We're regaining those tablets, we're regaining our Keshe with the Kodesh Baruch, which is the Torah. The Mishkan is the Torah is with us. Moshe Rabbeinu still went to the Mishkan to hear Kodesh Baruch Hu. His Keshe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of Moshe, came from the Mishkan. So the Mishkan represents the Keshe of Torah. Everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos is a concept of Torah. I'll explain to you what. So now, there's a Shem Ben Yisachar on the Parsha. Igrit the Kala, he says, explains here. He says that we know that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. We know that Shabbos, right? What happened on Har Sinai? The Klal Yisrael, because of the Cheder Egel, so the Ediyam, the Ketarim, the crowns were taken from them. They were removed from the crowns of Har Sinai. Na'aseh v'nishma, those crowns were removed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says here, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and this is the Vayakel. He's now causing Klal Yisrael to come back as a kihila, Vayakel, to bring them together. Moshe, et kol adat b'nei Yisrael. What do you call adat b'nei Yisrael? So he says, the Loshon of adat is the Loshon of ediyam. It's the Loshon of these ketarim. Moshe Rabbeinu took all these ketarim that were taken from Klal Yisrael, and he had them. All these 600,000 ketarim. And now Moshe Rabbeinu gives them back to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we have Ana'aseh v'nishma. On Shabbos, we have Me'ein Olam Haba. On Shabbos, that's on the Neshama Yetera. Now that we have on Shabbos and Neshama Yetera, we have the Ma'amad HaSinai. We have Me'ein Olam Haba. We don't need Mishkan. We don't need the Emtzai. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't need it anymore. And that's why there's no need for building. We don't build a Mishkan on Shabbos because it's not necessary. That's why the 6 days we do Malacha, you build a Mishkan.
Yeah.
During the 6 days which aren't Shabbos, or the 6,000 years which aren't Shabbos, we need the Mishkan, we need a Kesha. Shabbos, we're completely connected. We don't build a Mishkan. The Tachlis of the Mishkan is to bring us to Shabbos. The Tachlis of the Mishkan is to bring that Kesha of Torah to Olam Haba. That's Olam Haba. That's the Na'aseh v'nishma. And we have this Me'ein Olam Haba, these Ketarim we have. That's the Tosefet Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu gives us on Shabbos. That's the Na'aseh v'nishma. Since the Mishkan represents the connection, and that's what Shabbos represents, the connection of the lower world to the upper world, that's Olam Haba. That's what Tchias HaMesim is. Tchias HaMesim in Olam Haba is connecting of the goof, the body, to the nesol as a complete unity. The Olam Haba's connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu to this world is a complete unity. We go into the worlds of Schar, there's a complete connection to our Creator. That's what Shabbos represents. Therefore, there's no concept of Ra on Shabbos. Ra is where there's disconnection, where there's disconnect. You with me?
Yeah.
Kli Ra'ua is a broken vessel. Now you were saying trua means when it's broken, right? Ra is when there's disconnect, when there's disparity. That's ra. When the world is so connected with its creator, there's no ra in the world. When there's a full connection, when there's a disconnect, that's the creation of ra. So now we see an interesting thing. The Mishkan had to be built by Chachmas Lev, someone who had Chacham Lev. Lev, says the Nefesh HaChaim, is the seat where we build our own internal Mishkan. Chochmah is our head, right? Chacham Lev means the higher part of a person has to be connected to his emotions, the lower part of him. That direct connection, right, that represents the concept of Das, the concept of building the Mishkan within us. When that Mishkan of our Chochmah is connected to our Lev, then that person can build a Mishkan, because that's what the Mishkan does. The purpose of the Mishkan, those 6 days of work, is to connect this world to the higher world. So the chachma of the higher world is connected to the lev of this world. You with it?
Connecting so that the intellect with the
heart.
The heart, yeah.
Yeah. So the higher worlds are connecting to the lower worlds. It's the chachma, kiviyachal, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is connecting to this world like a man to a woman. V'yadat chava ishto. That's das. The connection of the higher worlds to the lower world. That's chacham lev. That the higher part of a person connects to his lower part, his lev. His desires aren't desires of the physical. His desires are the desires that his mind desires him to desire. You understand what I mean? That means he desires, he doesn't mean he doesn't like eating cholent, but he likes eating cholent because it's a mitzvah on Shabbos, and he'll eat and he'll enjoy because that's the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't overeat and he won't do things which are inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything will be done properly. He'll enjoy, he'll have chochmas lev. So since the Mishkan represents that perfect level of connection with our Creator, the person who has that concept of connection, he has to build the Mishkan. Now, why Bezalel? So Bezalel says, Minag HaOlam. We see the Gemara says, Minag HaOlam. And it says, Bezalel Kel. You were Bezalel of Kel. What do you mean, Bezalel Kel? You were in the shadow of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when he spoke to me? What does it mean?
Because the shadow is a projection of God into yes, the physical world.
Yes. That's what a shadow is. A shadow is when you have a sun. What does a sun mean? A sun, I can't take the intensity of the sun. So I have a shadow. But now I can take the intensity of the sun. I can be under the shade and enjoy the heat of the sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but Bezalel's purpose was to build the Mishkan which could contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's what Bezalel represented. Now, if I'm... Because Minega Olam... of course the tachlis is the kelim. Of course the purpose is the connection. Mm-hmm. But you need to do it in a proper order. You need to build slowly. You need first to build the outer. The chitzonius first. And then you build the primius. Mm-hmm. If you build it incorrectly, you're going for the primius first. You're going to break.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be breaking those vessels. That's not the way it's done. First, you come into yeshiva. First, you put on tefillin. You keep Shabbos. You do all this, and then you learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn about it without keeping it, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to understand it. The things you're not going to understand without keeping it. This is a hint to what's called Shviras HaKelim, the breaking of the vessels.
Mm-hmm.
When a person gets something which is higher than where he's holding, it distances him because he's going to a level which he's not at. When a person first starts on a certain level and he builds himself up, then he can hold the higher level. This Raz of the Malchei Asharet of the Kabbalah's Torah means Nas v'Nishma, right? It's first that we create the vessels that can hold the Nishma. And then there's not a breaking of the vessels. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, I mean, it's pirkei avos, that anyone whose yira is before his chachma is mitkayemet. What do you mean his yira? That means he's doing the right things. He's doing, and his yira chamayim, he's behaving in a proper way and in an according way to Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him. Then his chachma is mitkayemet. His chachma remains there. But if his chachma is more than his yira, his chachma is not mitkayemet. It dissipates. Similar to this thing, the Mishnah says, someone whose branches are bigger than his roots, any wind will come and blow it away. But if his roots are bigger than his branches, all the winds in the world will come, they won't blow him away. He has a basis. The basis of receiving chochmah is the mitzvahs. That's the kelim for the receiving of the chochmah. We start out with the external mitzvahs, with the mitzvahs which are chitzonius, with the mitzvahs ha-mais ma'asiyot, the actualization of the mitzvahs.
Yeah.
And then we learn the chochmah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. Yira is kodem the chochmah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, the interesting thing, we have lo tevaru eish b'chol moshvatech b'yom ha-shabbat. And there's a machlokas in the Gemara. This tells us l'chalek kol malachas, that each malacha is a separate malacha, or that lo tevaru is a lav. What's why this malacha, out of all the malachas, were picked out?
Mm-hmm.
Why this one? What's special about the eish? Shabbos, we said, there's no ra in the world. There's a removal of the ra. The purpose of the Mishkan is to, as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. But Shabbos is me'en olam haba. There's no ra. We remove the ra in the world. Eish, here on Shabbos, there's no Gehinnom. Rishayim, they're taken out on Gehinnom on Shabbos. There's no Gehinnom on Shabbos. Lo tevaru eish b'chol moshvotechem b'yom HaShabbat. That's coming to tell us there's no ra in the world. We came to its tachlisa. Klal Yisrael on Shabbos reaches the highest level. That's what the Lo Tevaru Eish is coming to say.
It's a hint.
It's a hint. There's no ra in the world. It's a hint. There's no Gehinnom. There's no. There's no. All the ra. We're on a much higher plane. Shabbos has the aliyah of the world. The world goes to a much higher dimension, and therefore there's no Eish on Shabbos, and therefore Chas V'Shalom. But look what it says: when a person's mevaya Eish on Shabbos, if he's koes, right? If he's angry, then it's mistalik from him, his neshama. And then he goes back to the regular world. He's not in a Shabbos mode. He's in a weekday mode. He's in a mode with his ra in the world. He's misalik from himself. He's neshama gvoa, and he's in a weekday mode. So now, when we mentioned the women here, we didn't have this before. Vayavoa nashim ala nashim. The men came on the women, i.e. with the women. It sounds like the women were the ikka. Now,
from the
we
pasuk,
know, pasuk, yeah, and we know that the women weren't in the Chet HaEgel. The women weren't part. The women and the Levim weren't in the Chet HaEgel. Kol Nadiv Lev, Heviu, they brought Choch, V'Nezem, V'Tabat, V'Kumas, Kol Klei Zahav, V'Kol Ish Asher Hiniv Tnufat Zahav LaHashem. Here when we mention the women, we're mentioning what they exactly bring. The men is not exactly what they bring.
It's just
right?
The materials.
It's just the materials. But the women brought certain things. They brought their things which beautified themselves. The choch, what's a choch? So Rashi says, it's a tachshit of zahav, right? That you put on your, like I think it's like a bracelet, right? Komas, right? Komas they brought, what's Rashi say? Klei zahav hu, natun k'neged oto makom. It's a place, you know, where a person has peru of all, right? Le'isha. V'rabotenu pirashu, sham. Sham, there, right? Komas kan mokom zima. Here's the place of whatever, right? So that's what happened when the women brought their mirrors. Moshe Rabbeinu made a whole big deal about it. Here they're bringing what you would have thought. I mean, if you had asked me, this is much worse.
Yeah.
And we're accepting it. Yeah. And we're praising them. It's brought here. It's no Moshe Rabbeinu complaining. No nothing. It's fine. What's happening here? And we're praising the women, describing they brought all their tachshitim, all those things which beautify them, and they're bringing them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech HaMishkan. And they bring them first, so to speak. That's what it seems. It says, Im HaNashim, that means the Nashim were the main, the men were coming with them. What is the Mishkan? Kiviyachol, the relationship we see between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learn from Shir HaShirim. That's a relationship.
It's a
we say yes.
Romantic relationship.
It's a relationship of a man and a woman. We say Shir HaShirim on Shavuos. The relationship of Har Sinai.
When we
receive the Torah. The relationship between God and the Jewish people is a relationship of a man and a woman. That's the relationship that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with us. That's the relationship that came back to us with the Mishkan. That's why. If you look in the Mishkan itself, it was, looked like a kala, a modest kala. It was female. It was a modest kala. Because the relationship of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Ke'ish the ishto. So when we see that the Nashim weren't part, what did they bring to represent this Mishkan? They represented, brought all those things which beautify them and make them fitting for connection. The Mishkan was built with those things which beautify a woman and make her fitting for connection, because that's what the Mishkan is for. Kiviyachol, Klal Yisrael, were beautified in this Mishkan and fitting for connection. So that's why the place, even that place, which is the place of connection, even that place which is a place of connection, was a fitting object to bring for the Mishkan.
Mm.
Because that's what the Mishkan represented. And the Ramban says that we see, what do we see? We say, don't tell the Stamaratzim, the Kruvim, which is the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected, was a man, and a boy and a girl, connecting like a man and a woman. That's the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to us. That's Mokum, that's the Tachshit. And the Sfarim bring down that the Chochmas Lev of Bezalel, everyone gave Zahav, everyone gave Nechoshet, everyone gave all these things. But Lefi, the Kavanah that they brought, someone's Zahav would be just one of the vessels, someone's Zahav would be the Kruvim itself. According to the Kavanah that the person brought, would his Zahav, would his gold, be put in the place of the Mishkan? It would be a higher place or a lower place. The women's, what they brought, there, it's mentioned here, Chazal, that they brought those things of beautification, of connection. That Zahav was placed in the place of connection. Because they were without the Chet, they were completely still connected to the original Matan Torah. They didn't have the Chet HaEgel. So it didn't have to be fixed through Torah. We, who are the Chet HaEgel, need to be fixed through Torah. So that's why what they brought, which is a symbol of connection, their gold was placed in the place of connection. You with me? So you're asking, why was Moshe Rabbeinu have a Havamina? Because Moshe Rabbeinu understood, from his point of view, this is a physical thing. These mirrors, right, were the way that a woman enticed her husband to connect with him. Right? So there can be a little bit of Loyal Hashem Shemaim, not proper Hashem Shemaim there. Right. It's a physical connection. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that to be for the Kiyo, which represents the purification, the Kiddush Yadayim. There's a certain halacha. You can't do Avodah without Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. You have to first, like in the morning, a purification of Anatilis Yadayim is Me'en the Kohen, when he gets up in the morning, does Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. That's what Rashba says this, right? So that purification can only come from something which is pure in spirit, pure in intent.
Right.
So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that their intent was completely pure. So therefore that connection was a connection of purity. So now that I know that their connection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was me'id on their connection, was a pure intention. So since it has a pure intention, it has the ability to purify when we want to connect through our avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? But that was the Havamina of Moshe Rabbeinu.